crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett with us this morning on the WBEN Trocare College Live Line. A new round of explosions rocking Lebanon, Brad, and terrorism really went to a new level this week. It's been kind of mind-boggling to see this with explosives in devices that had a triggering mechanism simultaneously setting off thousands of pagers. What did you make of this?
So, you know, I was really surprised and also intrigued and to a certain extent impressed. I mean, obviously the damage he caused was horrendous. But if you think about how could they have pulled this off, how could they have gotten 3,000 or so pagers into the hands of Hezbollah folks without them knowing it? And so I guess two possibilities. One would be that they had, they being Israel, because I'm going to presume that the Mossad is behind this, is that they compromised the manufacturer to alter these pagers. I think that sounds too risky. I'd be surprised if that's what they did. But the maybe the more real approach or realistic approach, I should say, would be to intercept them in transit. In other words, the company who made them boxed them up and they were just fine, and they went out the door and go to a transit location, and Israel was able to intercept them at the transit and swap them out. So basically, the shipment kept going, but with a different set of 3,000 pagers than what was originally to go to them. And the pagers apparently worked fine because Hezbollah has apparently had the pagers for 6 months. And then on the day that Israel picks, and, you know, if you think about explosive experts have suggested that maybe some explosive chemical like PETN that's been used in a lot of different bombs for years, placed next to the battery in the pager, and then the pager was set up that if you send a certain code to the pager, it would overheat the battery. The overheated battery would then cause the explosive chemical to explode, and you had what you had, and they could do it simultaneously because one code probably was sent to all 3,000 pagers. And, you know, ingenious on some levels, but it would take a lot of work, like months if not years, to pull off something like this.
You know, Brad, you say the word pager. Anyone who's listening to this who's under the age of 30 might not even know what we mean, which kind of goes to the point, who's using a beeper in 2024? And the answer is, you know, kind of falls into the reason of why this was carried out.
So the reason that that Hezbollah and Hamas probably too don't use cell phones because they're too easily intercepted. And they know that. So the paging system, they believe using codes to send messages is safer. And maybe up until 2 days ago, maybe it wasn't, maybe it wasn't. I don't know. But that's why they went to pagers. And they also apparently have been using walkie-talkies, which, as you well know, yesterday there's another set of explosions of walkie-talkies that had clearly altered batteries in them. And caused larger explosions just because of the battery size is so much bigger. You know, walkie-talkies physically are bigger than a pager. So, I mean, it really sends a message, and Israel has sort of intimated that, without saying it, that there is, you know, they may have other things up their sleeve. I mean, they're really trying to keep Hezbollah and Hamas sort of paranoid about how can they really communicate, and maybe something bad will happen if they try. So we'll see, but this could have some real interesting implications down the road. And unfortunately, it could also translate into other terrorist organizations or just other people who want to do bad things to try some version of this, maybe on a simpler or smaller scale.
It really changes the playbook, though, doesn't it?
I don't think there's any doubt. And it sort of, in the last day or so, got me to thinking about supply chains in general. There's a certain vulnerability. I mean, the package starts at a location, and that package may have come from overseas or some other place. And then it gets, you know, maybe it's a component thing. It was put together in a certain location, and then it ships someplace else to either be finished or going out to the consumer. there's all these sort of built-in vulnerabilities in what I just said, where somebody could alter a device. They could, you know, as far as that goes, alter food. There's all sorts of things that you could alter along the way with that different mechanisms to pull it off. But, it makes you stop and think about, in effect, how vulnerable we all are to a certain extent.
Brad, thank you for the time. Brad Garrett, crime and terrorism analyst, joining us here on WBEN.